Blog Talk Radio.
I mean, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero.
I don't think that nigga's going to be able to win.
Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, well, well. Good evening, good evening, good evening. And welcome to another edition of the National Black Community News Radio Show, which we do every Monday night here on this airwaves on Blog Talk Radio on Home Based Business 101. And today, you know, we introduce today's show. I'm going to bring up Mr. David Murphy in a few minutes. But as we like to do every time we open up show on these airwaves, is read Daily Motivation of African American Success. So we have a reading for today. I'm going to go to that reading. How you doing today, Mr. Murphy?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. Just, you know, dealing with these different, I won't call them technical issues, but basically how the modern grid is set up so that we're able to just do so many different things that when our schedules get thrown off and happen to travel around and out and about, that we still can go forward with the task at hand by using the technology that we have available to us. So that's what we're going to be doing tonight. And I'm going to go ahead and read the thought for the day. July 8th, 2019. You can say that again. Some things are better left not said. Bernard Shaw, news anchor. Several years ago, scientists working with two nomadic tribes noticed that not one of the natives stuttered. Being a scientist, he wondered if this was a coincidence or if it was characteristic of this particular tribe. His interest and curiosity led him to study other tribes throughout this land. He didn't find a single native who stuttered, so he studied their numerous languages and discovered why they didn't. They didn't have a word or even a synonym for the word stutter. Obviously, there isn't a word for stutter. It would be impossible for anyone to stutter. Scholars tell us that words paint pictures in our minds. For example, if you read or hear the words fail, can't, or poverty, your mind completes the picture that have been painted by the word. But if you don't have a word for stutter, the mind can't visualize or paint a picture of a stutterer. The result, no stuttering. I'm convinced you can enhance your self-esteem and change your life by altering your vocabulary. Take the word poor and remove it from your vocabulary. Write, feel, and dream the word prosperity in its place. Scratch the word hate. Don't see it. Think it. Don't see it. Think it or say it. Instead, write the word love. Obviously, the list of words to be removed and added is endless, as will be the benefits that follow. Today, I will watch what I say and how I say it. And so, you know, we're going to lead in, use that to lead into what we want to discuss tonight, Mr. Murphy, which is leading the discussion. And again, I just want to thank Almighty God for allowing us to be able to share this broadcast tonight with the listening audience of over 48,000 people that have listened to the show here, Home-Based Business 101. We'll be making this listener-supported radio because we can track how many followers we actually have. And that's another good thing about technology. So with that said, I'm going to turn the show over to Mr. Murphy. Mr. Murphy, you there?
Yes, I am, sir.
Go ahead.
Yeah, if you let me know some guests come in, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you, sir. First of all, thank you.
Oh, we got it. We do have guests in here. think we have Bill Goodness on always.
Mr. Bill yes. Gooden, are you available, sir?
Yes, I'm, right. I'm on. Yes.
Okay, fantastic. First and foremost, I want to thank God for this great opportunity to be on these airwaves this evening. Brother Satavi, I appreciate you, sir, for all the work that you do and that you have done and that you're going to do. And I know that you're in a kind of a transition position right now. That's why it's a lot of static in the background. So it's not nothing wrong with the system. It's just that Brother Satavi is at a location where he had to stop, and the show must go on, as we say. And so I appreciate you, brother, no matter what, you know, no matter what situation you are in, you know, you're still able to broadcast. And so I appreciate you for your efforts, sir, and much love and respect for that. But tonight, ladies and gentlemen, it's a wonderful day. It's the day that God has made, and it's the day that I'm still here. So it's a wonderful day as far as I'm concerned. And there's a lot going on in the world around us, but sometimes, you know, we can get busy and caught up in the world, but sometimes, you know, we have to take time to look at our own little personal surroundings. And the world is a busy place, and people are going here, they're doing this and doing that. But no matter how big and how many people in the world, you are significant, and each and every one of us can make a difference. And today I'm proud to announce that the National Black Unity News, which I am the publisher, which I'm pleased to announce that new publication has aired today. Now, it's been online since July the 1st, but the hard copy is now available. And if you need a copy or you should get a copy, you can go to the nationalblackunitynews.com. And get an issue, or you can see it online, but you can get a subscription. I encourage you to get us to subscribe to this publication, because we will send it directly to your home or office. And you can get the feel of the paper, the look of the paper. This is not the type of paper that you wrap fish or anything up in. This is a keepsake. Each one of these publications are unique, and it's designed with you in mind. And so, again, I appreciate my partner, Bill Gooden, who's on the line with us this evening, for the work that he's done with the National Black Unity News. And we're about to do some great and wonderful things. There's a lot going on. As I said, the world is a very extremely busy place. But, you know, each and every one of us got to find our place. And so Bill and I decided to, you know, in this excruciating busy world, that we're going to make our mark. We do it in a variety of ways. First of all, through this broadcast, because I tell people often that we own less than 1% of the media. So this is a vital resource. It's a vital tool that we're on right now, ladies and gentlemen. And it's an honor and a privilege to be involved with this. And secondly, we promote and publish the National Black Unity News, which is a nationwide black newspaper that is circulated nationwide and beyond. And we are growing. And so in the very near future, you're going to see a lot of upgrades and a lot of changes, because, like I say, nothing. We are not staying stagnant. We are moving forward. We're going to keep moving forward until the victory is won. And we also, Bill Gooden and I, we share another program called Black Men Unifying Black Men, which we hold monthly breakfasts. And this is, I think, our 54th breakfast that we just had. We've been around for over 4.5 years. And we've been consistent with these breakfasts. It doesn't cost anything, but we have brought black men, boys together to break bread together, to share information with each other, to unite with one another. And it's been a popular, a lot of great resources have come from that. A lot of people have connected, networked it together, joined business ventures together. So much has taken place out of those breakfasts. And thirdly, we also formed Bill Gooden Publishing Company, where we have published over several books. And we're going to talk about that a little later on in this broadcast. But, you know, it's documentation beats conversation any day. and my brother Bill Gooden. When I bring him on, he's going to, you know, elaborate a little bit about the books and why, what for, and how I come about the books. But I think it's a great dialogue because it opens the door for discussions about men, relationships, senior citizens, personal feelings, and it's so much deeper that, you know, that we need to talk about a lot of these issues. And so, you know, so I tell people often that I am one blessed man because I get to be involved with so many of these great entities because we are making changes. We are making an input or impact on life. And so without me keep rambling on, I want to introduce my friend, my partner, and a fellow soldier, Mr. Bill Gooden. How you doing today, Bill?
I'm good. Well, thank you, Brother Davis, Brother Satari. As always, man, just another great day to be alive and, you know, to be on the battlefield, as they say. But, you know, I think, Dave, basically you said everything I could say. I mean, you know, thank God, you know, we do have a publication that's, you know, that's not only local, but, you know, is national as well as, you know, with the attempt to go worldwide. And, you know, when you're talking about documentation, Dave, you know, you mentioned the books, but, you know, I mean, even, you know, beyond we getting to the books, just the paper, you know, documentation is always proof that we was here. You know, so, you know, years later when we not here, then people could pick up copies of the paper. They could see that we was here. They could see some of the issues that we fought for. And it's like, you know, to me, it's like a blueprint, man. It's almost like, you know, people refer to the Bible as a living Bible. I don't know why it's referred to as a living Bible, I guess, because it's supposed to predict the things that's going to happen. But, you know, at the same time, you know, then sometimes I say that, you know, if during the time of the Bible, which was thousands of years ago, and we had messengers and prophets then I would think that God will always have messengers and prophets for whatever time period that we happen to be in. So who are we? You see what I'm saying? We may be the messengers and the prophets that God has put on the earth to disseminate information to the people, man, to rescue people, you know, if people would gravitate to that information. So, you know, I guess it was the same way again during the Bible. Everybody didn't gravitate to the information that the prophets and the messengers put on them, but they still had a job to do in terms of trying to save the world and make the world a better place. So I just see us as doing the same thing. So when you're talking about books, I just think that the books is just the extension of that. You know, you're just kind of telling the story, or, you know, you're documenting things that happened to you during your life while you was traveling through this life, and how maybe you got through some of them obstacles and some of the challenges that you was facing. You know, because I always say, man, regardless of what happened to Brother Satire, what happened to Brother David, what happened to Bill Gooden, is millions of other people that we may think is personal because we're dealing with it. But we have to also know it's millions of other people dealing with the same issues that we happen to deal with. So, you know, your plight and your journey and how you tell your journey may help somebody else to get through the journey that they're trying to get through. You know, so, you know, there's a lot of times, man, you know, we have no idea why people commit suicide. But I would think that sometimes, man, if they just had an ear that would listen, if somebody could just approach them and tell them what they need to hear at the right time, it may save their life. So I would just like to always think of us as trying to reach people and trying to save people, you know. And so, you know, through writing, through publications, then we're reaching people. And, you know, how many lives have we saved? We have no idea. But have we saved some? Absolutely, I would think so. So, you know, it's just a great journey, man. I'm just thankful to God that I'm a part of this here whole task and that I'm on this here journey.
Fantastic. And, you know, Bill, you got a point there. You know, people need to know, you know, our life should not be in vain. You know, I think God did not make any mistakes, and that we all here for a specific reason or a purpose. And sometimes, you know, a lot of us, you know, one thing about humans are we have to separate from the animals and also separate from angels, with those who believe in that, is that we have free will, we have choices. You know, everybody else go on instinct or natural abilities. And but man has the choice, the ability to reason, to choose which way to go. He can go this way or that way. He can choose to do this or he can choose to do that. And sometimes he can choose to do nothing and make and to just live his life just to exist. Or he can make an impact on life. And I thank God that I was inspired enough to try to make an impact. And not only try, but we all make an impact. Because not only, because see, when you take your time, your energy, and your gifts and your talents, and you put it to work, and you put it into better good, not just for yourself, but for the upliftment of mankind, then it's a good thing. And so, like I say, you know, I tell people, and I continue to say, I am one blessed man because I get to meet so many people like yourself, Mr. Bill Gooden, and so many people like Brother Satavi Jahi, and a multitude of others who are actually putting in work, making differences, making changes in people's lives. And before I go any further, you know, before, like I say, I'm getting up there in age and I don't want to forget anything, but you know, there's a couple of events that's going to take place in the near future, especially one of the in our publication, the National Black Unity News, is sponsoring an event that's going to be held on August the 10th. And I want to just talk about that a little bit before we go into some other subject matters, because it's an important event, because we're talking about, as we were just speaking about, is documentation. We are hosting events where it's as an author's event where we highlighting black authors. And in the National Black Unity News, we have a host of authors in there, but this is, event is open to quite a few different authors that's not even associated with us. And it will be held July the 10th from 12 to 4 p.m. at the Langston Hughes Rec Center. And you can go to the NationalBlackUnityNews.com to find out further information. But this is the type of event that the National Black Unity News sponsors, because it's bringing people who put their time, blood, sweat, and tears into these books and sharing information. Some of it may be a variety of subject matters, but it's documentation that they was here, that they have information that they want to share. And I'm encouraging all the listening audience to participate. Now, we still have a few vendor spots left open, so if any vendors would like to participate, it's going to be held in the Baltimore, Maryland area. And it's going to be held again on August the 10th from 4 to 12 p.m. And also, if you want to attend, just as an attendee, the tickets are $25, and we would also have food and refreshment is included. You get to listen to some of the, we're going to have a lot of keynote speakers. Like, for instance, I believe, this is not confirmation as of yet, but Dr. Barbara Wattis wrote a book about a local legend here in the Baltimore, in the Maryland area, B. Gaddy. Then we have Dr. Charles Pender from out of Virginia will be here, and he was speaking about street and religion. Dr. Pender he's a character, but at the same time he had pertinent information, and he's a longtime soldier. See, he was back in the civil rights movement, and he has a lot of information that can inspire you and encourage you to do, you know, what we can do for ourselves. And then we have, I believe, Dr. Dallas Dance. He may be here as one of our keynote speakers as well. And he was the, I believe, the CEO of Baltimore County School Systems. And he had a little turmoil with them, but you know, but still, the brother is has a wealth of information in educational systems. And then we have a young lady by the name of Donetta Mooring. And she has a book dealing with, it's called 21 Days to Improve Your Sleep Hygiene. And she has a lot of information on sleep and time management, you know, because people don't realize the power of not getting enough rest, how your thinking abilities. And then we have another young lady that her name, I think her name is Sierra Young. This young lady has some physical disability. She's blind, but, you know, she's a songstress. She's an author. She's a motivational speaker. And she has a powerful testimony. And but not last but not least, we have a host of others that's going to be there. But last but not least, Mr. Bill Gooden, my partner, will be there as one of our keynote speakers, who was talking about his, and he has written about 7 books. And he will be speaking about relationships, senior citizens, men issues. It's an album that he'll talk about that a little later on. But, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you, you know, tickets are still available. And you can contact David Murphy at 443-455-2373 to get your tickets. Or if you still want to, you know, need a vendor table or you want to promote your book, contact us at Center Pop, because the vendor booths are going extremely fast, and but yet we still have some left. So give me a call at 443-455-2373. And since we have Mr. Bill Gooden online with us, speaking about the author's event that's coming up on August the 10th, I want him to share a little information about, you know, like I said, the brother written several books. I know it's a lot of information in those several books, but I just want him to just give you a little synopsis of what he's written about and why you should get his books as well, because I know why I should get it, but, you know, I'm going to let him speak a little bit about that. Bill Gooden, back to you, sir.
Well, you know, again, Dave, thanks, you know, but, you know, like I said, you know, I have several books, and, you know, one of my books is America's on Fire and Crumbling. And, again, you know, that book, in my opinion, is, you know, it was an opportunity for me to get my perspective in terms of how I see America going and what's going to happen to America. So talking about racism, and talk about classism, talk about the have and have nots. You know, so, I mean, it's kind of important that we at least digest that information. Then recently, you know, some other books I wrote about relationships. I am a senior citizen. Unfortunately, my wife died over a year ago. And you know, it's one thing, Dave, I think that most people, you know, I'm going to say most people, I think most people have the need to have human touch, man. You know, it's like, it's nothing like having that human touch from another human being when we're going through something, or just as we travel through life, you know. So I wrote a couple books about relationships in terms of being a senior citizen and some other things I was going through, and then I ended up getting into a relationship shortly after the passing of my wife, which kind of, in one sense, lifted me from a very bad spot. But then, because it didn't last, and it kind of crushed me at the same time. And I think, you know, writing about the whole experience, man, kind of helped me to get through that experience. And so it was something I wanted to share with other people and other men, because, like I say, you know, it's unfortunate, but it is true. But I do think that it's changing now, man, because when you look at society, it seems like every generation they're breaking us down. You know what I mean? It used to be a time that, you know, man was man, and, you know, we would try to hide our feelings and not show our emotions. But I'm saying, you know, we're in such a crazy world and stuff now, man, with the homosexuality and every other doggone thing, that is different. But still, you know, the premise is that as man and black man, then we normally don't try to show our emotions and show that how hurt we are because of a love affair that we was in, or because of our wife, or because of our girlfriend hurt us. But, you know, the reality is that, hey, man, all people hurt. You know what I'm saying? We're not unique strangers in terms of not being vulnerable to hurting like no other human being. So, you know, while I was hurting, I was writing, you know. So, and I pray that as people read the book, in the books, and they could see that as the author was writing this here book, that it was somebody that was truly hurting. And it wasn't just a story. It was a real story about real hurt and real pain and real suffering. And at the same time, you know, trying to write his way through what he was going through. Because there's one thing that I know for sure, man. pain and suffering make people do crazy things. You know, I mean, people kill people. You know, I was listening to Larry Young's show earlier today, and he made mention that that was, I think he said it was like 9 women or something shot over a week's time. But anyway, I know it was this one specific case. This one woman was shot twice in the shoulder, but was a domestic issue. So I'm saying, so what was that about? You know, was he hurt because he couldn't deal with it? What was happening between him and her, and is that the way that he handled it? So I'm just saying, man, pain and suffering and hurt make people do crazy things. So I think, again, as people, as an author, as somebody who I feel that God has given me a purpose to life, then I try to share my experiences and hope that my experiences will help somebody else make better decisions in some other things that they're going through in their life. You know, such as relationships. So, you know, if they could read my story and they're thinking about doing something crazy, maybe it may pause them to not be crazy and sit back and think about how they can handle the situation different and come up with a better resolve opposed to something that's going to be a tragic situation.
Yeah, that's powerful, Brother Bill. You know, so I had the privilege, you know, working with you on these books. And I had the privilege of just knowing you personally. And your books, like I say, you know, like you were just saying, you said it very eloquently, that in a nutshell, is saying that hurting people hurts people. And, but, you know, we don't always have to hurt people because we're hurting. But there's different ways. But it just opens up the door of discussion because, like I say, everybody hurts in their own different ways. Everybody react in different ways. But what I found, you know, why not only did I assist you with some of the books that you put together, but you and I had plenty of dialogue about those books. And you're 100% right, see, especially black men, especially people in my generation. I'm a senior citizen as well. You know, when we was children, you know, we were taught, you know, you don't cry. You don't show your emotions, your feelings, or you're sissified, or you this and this, that. Boys don't pose to cry. You know, we don't pose to have feelings and stuff like that. So we suppress our feelings, but we bring them out in other forms. You know, we bring them out in anger, fighting, or doing other things sometimes. But you can't hide your emotions. You can't hide your feelings. You can try to masquerade as much as you possibly can, but boys do cry. Boys do have feelings. That's just a natural thing that God put, you know, within all of us. And a lot of men right now are dead. A lot of men are in jail. A lot of men are messed up mentally. A lot of men are hooked on drugs because they did not know how to deal with their emotions and their feelings. And so it's a great book, ladies and gentlemen, because it opened up the dialogue, it opened up the discussion for, you know, that no matter what age bracket you're in, if you're young, teenager, senior citizen, you still have, as long as you have life in your body, you still have feelings. You're still able to love, you're still able to be hurt. And I commend you, Brother Bill. See, most people don't understand this. As I just mentioned, that men, especially black men, not all, but, you know, the majority of us, has been told to suppress our feelings. And therefore, like I say, we don't talk about it. We don't even bring it up in conversation, but somebody, and I thank Brother Bill Gooden for opening up the box of dialogue, because it took great courage from my perspective for the brother to write such books the way he did it. And not only that, he even shared his own emotions in some of these books. And I commend it, because it takes a real man, ladies and gentlemen, listen to me very carefully, it takes a real man to step up, to speak out, and speak truth to power, and speak truth to us as a people. You know, we have a lot of myths and misnomers and a whole lot of other things that have been brought up to us culturally or indoctrinated to us. But for us to be free people, We have to learn how to deal with our emotions. We have to have the courage to step up and to speak out about some of the things that we kept quiet for so long. And again, Brother Bill, I appreciate for your tenacity, for your courage, and for your truthfulness, you know, of bringing out these books. And I encourage everybody who's listening to us, there are several books you can go to BillGoodenPublishing.com to look at the variety of books that the brother has written. And they're affordable. They are great reads, and I encourage each and everybody to get the books. And also, you can also go to the National Black Unity News, and you will find the books in the publication as well. And so, ladies and gentlemen, again, I thank my brother Bill Gooden for penning his words and like I said, he documented. He's letting people know that he was here and he's still here. But in any case, we're at the top of the hour, ladies and gentlemen.
Plus, Dave, you know, one last thing about that, you know, because it always been said that the truth will set us free. So at some point, man, we can't be scared to tell the truth no matter what we're going through.
That's right.
Hey, gentlemen. Hey, guys, I'm on the line.
Who's this, Vernon?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Vernon? Okay,
hey,
fantastic.
How's it going?
All right. So, look, like I said, we're at the top of the hour, and I just want to encourage people, again, the National Black Unity News is available online. It's also available in hard copy right now. So if you need your copy, you should get a copy. Go to www.thenationalblackunitynews.com. And while we have Brother Vernon Streeter, welcome to the show, Vernon.
Hey, how's it going?
And Vernon, like I said, we just finished speaking about the upcoming event at the Langston Hughes Center, the authors and book fair that we're going to be bringing forth. And since it's at the top of the hour, I just want to make a few other announcements that's going to take place. On August the 2nd, yours truly, David Murphy, is having a birthday party.
Oh,
and,
congratulations.
Thank you, sir. And it will be my 68th birthday party. I mean, 68th birthday. I didn't have no 68 birthday parties. But matter of fact, I only had a few in my lifetime. But I'm coming to the fact to understand that documentation, letting people know that you are here. And I'm still here thus far. And not only because, you know, it's not only celebrating life, my life, but life in general. And it's a purpose behind this party. See, I'm holding it at a place called the Art Social Club. And the Art Social Club is, I believe, the oldest black men's club in the entire nation right now. I remember one time it was just two. I think the other, you know, organization had dissipated by now. But I think, now, I think from my knowledge that they are the oldest black men's social organization in the entire country. But they're located in the area, in the Baltimore area, where it has been, how would you say, an area that has a lot of attention in the media. They call it Ground Zero, when we had the riots or uprising, as some may call it.
Right.
But at the same time, it's a historical place with historical values in it. And it's a revitalization of our social club, and as well as a revitalization of David Murphy. Because, like I say, you know, I come to realize that my age and at this time in my life, I've been there and done a lot of things over the years. But, you know, it comes a time that, you know, documentation beats conversation any day. We have to make our mark. And so, you know, we also have to have balance in life. You know, it's good to work hard. It's good to take care of your family. It's good to do a lot of things. But, you know, but there's a thing where you have to have balance. It's a time for this and it's a time for that. Come socialize with us. Come celebrate my birthday party with me. Come celebrate the Art Social Club. because, like I say, there's value, and like I say, and the reason why I'm holding it there because it's to help our social clubs with their revitalization campaign. So I encourage it's going to be held on Friday, August the 2nd. And it's going to be from 8 p.m. until closed, I believe, 1 or 2 in the morning. And so it's only a $10 donation. You don't have to pay the $10, but I encourage you to because it's going to help a lot. And it's going to be a great event, and so I'm encouraging you all to come out. And at the same time, on August the 10th, be having the book fair. I'm going to let Vernon speak a little bit about that because he's the event planner of that event. And Vernon does a lot of other things as well. Who's that?
This is Brother Sowers. Yeah, we're at the top of the hour.
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead. No, speak about because I know you have some information you want to share as well.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Okay. Yeah. We are very, very excited for Movements Unlimited to our networking with the National Black Community News. We've been able to come across a couple of people who need some of the services that we offer. And so I'm excited about Ms. Michelle Bailey, who will be taking a look at our ultimate fundraising program with me and retired Colonel Rick Reese, National Sales Director I'm a part of. And you know, we'll be able to...
Let me call you back in about a half an hour. I'm back. All right. Bye-bye.
We'll be able to benefit tremendously from the aspect of this relationship. And, again, I'm just thankful. David Murphy called me up one day and said, as I just laid it down in Salisbury, North Carolina, you've got a youth academy that she needs to know getting her 501c3 status in order. I know you do some stuff around it. I said, yes, I do, sir. And so, you know, I've been communicating with her and looking forward to being able to help her take her business to the next level. And that's what we do here at the National Black Unity Newspaper. We're like a consortium of positive business people in the African-American community who can be able to help assist people to get to the next level of life, wherever they want to go. So, you know, I'm looking forward to the outcome of that development. Again, I just want to thank Mr. David Murphy for introducing me to Mr. Michelle Bailey of Ambitious Five, a nonprofit organization in Salisbury, North Carolina. And, hey, I'm just glad, just happy to be honored to know you, David, and, you know, bottom line is, you know, we're really close to the same age, but, you know, God has definitely blessed you in terms of being able to be the kind of person that can be a bridge maker and connecting people to your the contacts that you have and the stuff that you bring to the table. I just wanted to get that in and say thank you, brother. I appreciate it. All that you do for Movements Unlimited, for being able to move to the next level. Thank you for being on our show.
All right, fantastic. Guess what? You know, it's a saying, on sharp is on. Fans change is no robbery, as they say in the hood. And, you know, so that's what we do. You know, each one of us help each other. You know, and I always say this, you know, the National Black Unity News is made up of a group of people who have a professional service here come together as a collaboration to bring forth information that can enhance our quality of life. And so that's why I say it's a unique publication. It's different from the average newspaper because we are solution-oriented, and it's for us and it's by us. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you, go online, the National Black Unity News, Google it, whatever you have to do, and look at the publication. You can see the entire publication online for free. But for those of y'all who like to have the feel of a newspaper, going through the pages, because this is a keepsake. This is not the type of publication you're going to wrap fish up in. This is a keepsake, because each issue is a valuable issue. So I encourage you to get your subscriptions. It's $18.50 a year. And we will send it to your home or office, and it's a powerful publication. And I'm quite sure the value that you get out of it is worth every penny of it. But in any case, we have Brother Bill Gooden on air with us. We have Brother Satavi Jahi, and we have Mr. Vernon Streeter on air. And they're all a part of the National Black Unity News. And Vernon, we were just speaking about the upcoming event at the on August the 10th. If you want to share a little bit more information about it, feel free, brother.
Okay. Yeah, we want to encourage everyone to come out and support us. We're like Mr. Murphy said, we paper for us by us, and the event is August the 10th, 2019. Starts at 12 noon until 3 p.m. at the Langston Hughes Community Business and Resource Center, 5011 Arbutus Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland, 21215. The tickets are $25, and we also have vending space. And
all right.
You're looking for tickets, you can give me a call at 443-473-7912.
Also, let them know about your other business and your event planning.
Yes. You can also call me at that same number, which is 443-473-7912. If you would like to plan some events, just give me a call.
And also, Vernon and I, you know, like I say, the publication is just one of the things that we do. We do other things, just like this broadcast, the National Black Unity News, hosted by Brother Satavi Jahi. But we also do podcasting. And we're going to do online webinars and seminars. So it's a lot more to the publication than just the physical newspaper. And not only that, like you just heard, that we also giving live networking events, book fairs. We're going to see we're multifaceted in a lot of different areas. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come to you now. We've been around only about a couple of years, but right now we're about to go full steam ahead, because we're about to do some serious blasting about the National Black Unity News. A lot of the editors in the publication are doing podcasting. We have the radio show such as this one. The physical newspaper, the live event. So it's a lot going on. And so, you know, if you have a business or if you have a service that you want to be known, you want to get out and need more exposure, then you really need to give us a call. Because nowhere, I don't think there's nowhere on a national level or even on a local level that you're going to get more bang for your buck than you can get with the National Black Unity News. See, we did that on purpose. We did that so we designed our advertisement rates with you in mind. So we want everybody to participate. So you won't have no excuses to say that no one come to help me, no one come to assist you, when you took your blood, sweat, and tears and started your business. And you need marketing. You need to get your name out there. Well, then we are a great resource to do that. Like I say, that's our purpose, is to promote you. Help us to help you so that we can help ourselves. And,
yeah, I would like to say another thing. Oh.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. Feel free, sir.
Okay. Like Mr. Murphy said, this is a great thing to help us. As, like you have told me before, it's like a vehicle, you know, to get you from one place to another place. But I want to encourage everyone who's listening, if you have family, friends, or anybody who has a business that's like in any other state, you know, I ask that you would, you know, share this radio or share this broadcast with them, that they can tune in on Mondays so they can check us out, spread the word around. Like Mr. Murphy said, if we check our website out, the National Black Unity News website, just want to spread it out. And it's going to take you guys to help us. And when you help us, we help the community.
Let me say one thing too, Dave, on what Vernon just said. Because I just want to make sure that, you know, everybody know that this is inclusive. You know, I mean, you know, this is black people of all ages, all genders, you know, in terms of sharing solutions for our community, in terms of putting events together. You know, so it's not like it's just seniors or is black man or black women or just young folks. This is all of us pulling together because we recognize the value in unity. I just wanted to say that.
Mm-hmm. Also, Mr. Bill Goodman, we'd like to thank. I'd like to thank you for what you're doing on Monday night. That's given a platform for people to tune in and listen to, you know, talks. And also things about the newspaper. I just want to commend you for that, for your effort.
Well, I appreciate that. That's Brother Satari, though, as doing the radio. But thank you, brother.
Okay. How you doing, Brother Satari?
Okay, yeah, he's in a public
I'm
place.
I'm doing fine.
He's not
yeah, I'm on mute, so go ahead.
But in any case, gentlemen, look, we got about 15 minutes left on this broadcast. And, you know, like I said, I am so pleased because things are beginning to happen. You know, we making things happen. You know, we being kind of aggressive in our approach to marketing, awareness, and because, you know, we believe in unity, unifying us as a people. You know, and the old saying, it takes a village. And that's what the paper's made of, a group of individuals who has come together for the sole purpose of bringing forth information that's going to enhance our quality of life. And we have a lot of people who are in different professions, and they're sharing that information with us. And I thank God for this opportunity because, see, where I sit at, you know, there's a lot of people who are putting in some serious work. All across this country, all locally as well as on a national basis. And like I said, we are just beginning. But like I said, in the near future, we're going to be hosting a lot of events, networking events, where black businesses can come together and they can find out more information about us because we'll be right there and in person with them. And Bill Goodman and I were talking about this earlier today. And so this week, you know, I think next week we will have some information for you about some upcoming events that we're going to start sharing with you, networking events where black businesses can come together, share information with one another, and share how they can get involved with us and how we can get involved with them. And so, like I said, I'm so excited. It's an exciting time. Like I said, we have all these events coming up, and we are just beginning because, like I said, we're not going to stop until the victory is won. And the battle is raging, and we all, like I said, have to be accountable. But, brothers, before I go, you know, I want to just change the subject matter for, you know, we only have about 10 minutes left. And this book fair that's coming up, since we have one of the authors already online with us, I really want to get in a little deep discussion if we can be so bold, because my brother was bold for publishing the type of books that he did. And I'm going to start with myself. I read the books. I read all of his books. And one of the main things that struck me was a book called Blues Bleeding Heart. You know, I was fascinated with that because it comes from a different perspective. And it's like somebody from the outside looking in and asking questions. Now, I don't know about the rest of you, brother, but I do know I have talked to Bill Gooden, and he and I, one might say, got real deep. We get real deep, and we be open and honest about our discussion when it comes to men's feelings and our personal agendas about women and relationships and things like that. Brother Satavi and I have gotten deep on some serious subject matter over the years. But And Vernon is much younger than we are. I'm not going to tell his age. I'm not going to tell all the ages either. But
he could be our grandson.
He a whippersnapper. But yeah, he's still a black man, and he has feelings as well. And I've known Vernon for many years, and I know about a few relationships that he was in back during the day. But at the same time though, you know, talking about men's feelings. Now, we already discussed about, you know, how we were supposed to be suppress our feelings. But it's almost like an NA program, an AA program, and one brother bold enough to sit up there and tell his story. And then and most people in the audience listen to it, if you ever been to an NA or Alcoholics Anonymous or Narcotics Anonymous program, it's a place where a person exposes their lifestyle, what they went through by using drugs or alcohol. And most people in the audience who listen to them, they're drug addicts and alcoholics themselves. They can identify with the real deal. They can identify with the heart, the hurt, and the pain that brother who was speaking about, because they can identify with their own lives. And so when I read Blues Breeding Heart, I could identify with that. You know, because like I said, like most black men, I had suppressed my own feelings over the years. And because my brother spoke so boldly about certain subject matters and opened the line of the discussion up, for those, especially the women that's maybe listening in right now, and the brother, I'm saying that, yeah, I had feelings. I cried over certain things even when I was a young man, but I had to hide it and stuff like that. But I do have feelings. What about the rest of you, brother? Do y'all really have feelings? Do y'all hurt? Do y'all love? Are you concerned about what's going on in your life, your woman's life, or your family life? Do y'all hurt too?
All the above.
Absolutely.
And that's you, Vernon? Young man?
All the above.
Okay.
Even in my 20s, I felt things.
Yeah, like I said, even as a kid, I felt it. You know, but like I said, we were told to suppress it. And so I'm going to make a suggestion because, like I say, a lot of things coming up. Some things we're going to have to start open up a discussion, maybe on this radio broadcast, maybe in a podcast or some other format, but we're going to have a group of men come together. And as a matter of fact, I'm extending an invitation to Brother Satavi and Bill Gooden and Brother Vernon Streeter, where we can do a podcast. I mean, if y'all bold enough, I know Bill is. I believe Satavi is too. But an open discussion, let's get hard and bring out some hard truths about men and their feelings. And let's get deep down. I mean, we're all straight up about it. And if y'all are interested, it will be coming soon. And maybe in a week or so, we can get together and do a podcast and just have an open dialogue about feelings. And
the thing on that, Dave, is that we need to make sure that Brother Vernon, because he had problems last time getting in with us. I mean, he was in by phone, but we couldn't see him, so he could get in. So maybe we could get them kinks worked out for him.
Eventually
I got in.
Okay.
But like I said, but when we do this broadcast, gentlemen, you know, it's going to be when actually people can actually see it. It's ain't going to be just the audio. It's going to be visual as well. And because sometimes when people, even like on these areas where people cannot see us, they make it feel your expression sometimes. But when people can see you sometimes, and when we start getting heavy into these, you know, conversations, because it's going to get deep and heavy, it's going to be raw, you know. And if y'all bold enough, I know I am. I'm willing to put myself on the line. But, you know, the thing is about this is, that's when healing takes place, when we keep it real, when we keep it honest. Yeah. See, it's not really about us, man. It's about the listening on. That's why I'm encouraging people right now to get those books. It's Cold Bitch 1, Cold Bitch 2, Blues Bleeding Heart. Did I miss one, Bill?
Yeah, you missed from the Rebel of the Ashes God picked us. In Yeti's words, collection of Bill's writings, America's on fire and crumbling.
Okay, great. And so, like I said, when we get on this podcast, and we can bring maybe like I said in the very near future, we make it highlighted even on these airways and stuff, you know, and just get, you know, like I say, bring the highlights back, because like I say, people are in jail, people are being killed over these same subject matters that we are talking about, because they don't know how to deal with their feelings. People are doing life plus 20 right now because they didn't know how to deal with their emotions. And Bill was talking about earlier, you know, these discussions that actually can save people's lives. And so, you know, I think it's a great time, like I say, not only since we have this book fair coming up, and we need to start hopping on these subject matters, because, like I say, people need to come on out because they can meet Bill Goodman. They can meet some of the other authors that have pertinent information that's going to be some powerful stuff that's going to be taking place. But in any case, gentlemen, we got a few minutes left, and I'm going to go around table, and I'm going to start with myself again. You know, whatever you got that you want to promote and share with anybody, you can let them know. But I'm encouraging people now to hot off the press. The National Black Unity News hard copy is available, and you can get your subscription, or you can call 443-455-2373 to get your subscription to the publication, or you can visit www.thenationalblackunitynews.com. You can go online and get your subscription as well and read the publication. To you, Bill Good.
Well, I'm going to just say this. You know, first of all, thank all your brothers. But, you know, I'm going to just say this in reference to the National Black Unity News. You know, sometimes when it comes to politics or religion and stuff like that, we choosing sides. The National Black Unity News isn't about choosing sides. It's about us being for us and with all of us. So, you know, it's a place for everybody to fit in and get in. So I'm just encouraging everybody to reach out, pick up the publication, go online, read the publication so you can see what we trying to do and how important you are to the paper.
All right, Mr. Vernon Streeter.
All right. Want to say something about the National Black Unity News. Just help us spread the word out to help ourselves and our community to make it stronger and, you know, to come together as one.
All right. Brother Satavi, back to you, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank y'all for a powerful dialogue and discussion. I look forward to us getting a group of men together to talk about innermost feelings and being able to share the outcomes of that. And again, just want to thank everybody that tuned in tonight. You've been listening to the National Black Unity News radio show here on Home Base Business 101 on Blog Talk Radio. Please listen to Support Radio. And we just want to thank everybody that tuned in tonight. Thank all of our listeners out there. And until next time, peace.
All right. Thank you, brothers. Now,
thank you.
All right.
All right.
Good night. Good night.